Welcome back to DriveCast. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our LifePoint Plain City campus. I'm so glad you're listening today. I've recently shared how I've been reading through the Old Testament and spending time looking at Joseph's life. And each morning as I continue to learn and read more about Joseph, I'm personally challenged and encouraged. And that's one of the most amazing things about the Bible, about God's Word, is that it's timeless, it's relevant, it's alive and active for you and I right now, today. And what I'd like to share with you this Friday is especially relevant to each one of us, that regardless of where you work, what you do, your age, marital status, or schooling, what we see in Joseph's life is relevant for each one of us. And maybe you know the story of Joseph, and maybe you don't, but what's important to know and understand that is that Joseph has been sold into slavery by his brothers. And he's been bought by this man in Egypt named Potiphar, who is the captain of Pharaoh's guard. And so Joseph's life, his circumstances, have been extremely difficult. And things have been so difficult that we'd cut Joseph a break if he just threw in the towel. But what we see is Joseph chose a different way to go about things. And a great glimpse into that is in Genesis 39 and verse 4, where it says, "So Joseph found favor in his sight," that being Potiphar, "and attended him, and he," Potiphar, "made him," Joseph, "overseer of his house and put him in charge of all that he had. And from the time that he had made him overseer in his house over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and field. So he left all that he had in Joseph's charge, and because of him, he had no concern about anything but the food he ate." Verse 4 there is particularly interesting, where it says he made him overseer of his house and put him in charge of all that he had. What we see is that Joseph, regardless of the situation and the circumstances, he served with excellence. That Joseph worked hard. That Joseph could have focused on what his brothers had done to him, or that he was a slave, or that he was far from home. But instead, Joseph was faithful and gave his best. Joseph worked as if he was working for God. And I think many of us have been there, right? We've been in a job we don't like. We've walked through circumstances that are tough or difficult work environments, or we've been in situations that we can easily complain about. We may feel underpaid or undervalued, and Joseph would be able to relate to each one of us. He would be able to understand. And I think he'd be able to encourage us and say, "I've been there, but be faithful. Work and serve with excellence." And what we see is Joseph's example reminds us of scripture like Colossians 3:17, where it says, "In whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Or Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 5, where it says, "Bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, as you would Christ. Not by the way of eye service, as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a bondservant or is free." Here's our challenge and encouragement today. Your week is about to wrap up, and you're heading into the weekend. And again, whether you're a student, an executive, your hourly salary, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, or maybe you're retired, our challenge and encouragement is this: whatever you do, in word or deed, that means with your lips and with your life, do it as if you're working for Jesus. Do it by giving thanks and praising God. Whether you're extremely blessed right now or just struggling to get by, don't serve or work to ultimately receive public accolades. Don't work or serve to ultimately gain the approval of people. Work and serve for Jesus and his glory. And I know that's easier said than done, but what a great example we have in Joseph. Joseph believed God could bless him right where he was. So he didn't wait for a better situation to be used or blessed by God. And I hope you and I believe the same about where God has us, that we don't have to wait for a better situation to be used or blessed by God, that we believe God is going to use us right where we are at. And maybe, just maybe, we'll see the same results that Joseph did, where it says the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. That when we work and serve as if we're working and serving Jesus, you have the ability to impact your surroundings and environment. You have the ability to be a difference maker for Jesus right where you're at. Let me pray for us, and then maybe take a few moments just between you and God to ask him to use you right where he has you. Heavenly Father, I'm sure that many who are listening today can relate to Joseph's circumstances, that many today desire to be used by you, but circumstances are less than desirable. Still others may be doing great, but it's all being done without thinking of you. God, I pray that each one of us would surrender our lives to you today, that we commit to being used by you right where you have us, that we wouldn't wait for a better situation to be used by you, but that we would believe that you would use us and bless us right where you have us. Help us to see that we can impact our workplace, school, homes, or current surroundings by being faithful to you. And may we truly believe, like in Joseph's life, blessing can be brought to these areas because of your Holy Spirit in us. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.